just want to mention as we take our break this evening from Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that today Vav Tammuz, the yahrzeit of none other than the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Rosh Shlomo Gansfried, beautiful Sefer Melitzei Yosher, after citing the various forum that were penned by the illustrious Rosh Shlomo Gansfried, not only his Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, perhaps his most famous Sefer, but he also wrote several volumes of Pnei Shlomo and Shas, Kesasa Sofer, Perush Al HaTfilos, Torah Zevach Lechem Esimla, Ha'ol Eishem, as well as the Sefer Pirion Al HaTorah, obviously a very prolific author. So he concludes his remarks regarding the Baal HaKitzur Shulchan Aruch with the following line, Heyin Alavach Sam Sefer, the Sam Sefer testified regarding the Baal HaKitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shumachavim Lahaloch Al Derech HaEmes, Mesudor B'Seder Nachon. Shvach from none other than the renowned Chassam Sefer, the beauty of a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which has spread Torah worldwide already for many decades. Amen v'amen. I thought to mention as we talk about Tisha B'Av and the famous Gemara in Yuma, Daf Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara says, why was the Bayis Sheni Nechrav after all, Hayu Asukin B'Torah, how could it be that we lost the second bias? To which the Gemara responds, it's because it's an Aschinim, which is Shekula, which is equated on a certain level with the Gimel Averus Chamurus, with the three carnal sins, and that is Sin Aschinim. I'm a male of that, so we have to be Masakein at this period of the Beina Mitzorim, the Tkufa, the 21 days between Shivas and Matamas, culminating in a Tisha B'Av. And naturally we have to work Barosh of Rishon on being Masakein, that horrible chate of Sin Aschinim, Lashon Hara, and all that it encompasses therein, and rectifying it once and for all with a baseless love, with an Av Aschinim, loving every single member of Klai Yisrael, and working together to achieve Achdus. And we know that we did taste this Gevaldige Madrega of Achdus when it came to Matan Torah, when it came to Har Sinai. Klai Yisrael reached a milestone, Vayichon Shom Yisrael, Megan Ahar, Kisho Chabalev Chan Rashi citing famous Mechilta, Perk Yates, Posek Dalet, the Parsis Yisrael. We attained the Gevaldige Achdus. What a tremendous milestone. So we mentioned in the past a beautiful Vart, Parameya Shapiro Milublin, appears in Imre Das. It's also cited in Imre Shammai Parsis Noach. And Rav Meir Shapiro was bothered, why are all the Nevi'im making such a big deal about the Mos Mashiach HaLasalofo when the prophets remark that it's going to be a time and when everyone's going to get along, Shalom is going to reign, it's going to be rife, rampant throughout the land, all the animals, the wolf is going to lie down with the lamb, everyone's going to get along, the lion and the deer, the lion and the antelope, all human beings, everyone's going to be Ba'achdus Gemura. Ask Rav Meir Shapiro, why making such a big deal out of what's going to transpire? Lost level, we already tasted it. We caught a glimpse of it already back in Parshas Noach. We had on a table, we had human beings. We had nine human beings together with all the full gamut of the animal kingdom. You had the lions, tigers, and bears, all the insects. Everybody was there. Except, of course, we pointed out, did they go fishing on the Ark of Noah? Did they go fishing when they were there? Of course they couldn't go fishing. They only had two worms. Hasolamaisa. They had two of every single creature, and still they all got along, all the insects, the amphibians, the reptiles, the mammals, everybody miraculously got along. So Fred Meir Shapiro, what was the big deal that the Nevi'im are highlighting when it comes to Lashalava? We already got it, we already tasted it, we experienced already B'Shas Tevis Noach, everybody got along, human beings, the wolf, the lamb, nobody was eating up anybody else. And he says, you know why they don't make a big deal? Because in an Ace Tzara, people get along. When there's a fire in the forest, what happens? The animals collectively all run. They hasten out of the fiery forest, and you don't have the lion stopping to take a bite and consume a deer. And you don't find the wolves feasting on the lambs, and you don't find the antelopes consumed by the hyenas. And then in the day, when there's a fire in the forest, when there's a dangerous situation, when your life is in danger, all of a sudden, in the midst of an Esara, we figure out ways to get along. As Dr. Meir Shapiro, there's no Chiddush. The Chiddush of loss of love of the Rabusa Nakat. It's granted we experienced it by Tevis Noach, but it was an Esara for the entire world. The world was in a precarious situation. It was a Sakana Gedola. And maybe you figure out the ways to get along one with the next. Amash Enkin, when Shalom is going to reign supreme and prevalent throughout the land, there will be peace and harmony. And still you didn't get along? And still, everybody in the world can have shalom. That will go ahead and take over the world. That's the Chiddush. That's what the Nevi'im choose to highlight. Because to get along in the Neis Torah, that's not a Gleis HaChiddush. Rabosha Weiss, I heard this from Rashai Shechter, Vashem Rabosha Weiss, and then he said, you can add on now a fascinating Medrash. The Medrash Rabbah says that the Umma Solom came to Bilam, Mishas Matan Torah, and they said to Bilam, what's going on over here? Is there another Mabul in the world? I says, it's not a Mabul, it's called Maimon Har Sinai. The Yidden are together receiving the Torah, but all the Yesh, and the Pachar, the Kolos, they thought it was another Mabul. Bilam tells them it's not a Mabul, and Klal Yisrael receiving the Torah from none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Borei Olam Kaviyachol. Asks Moshe Weiss, out of everything a Mabul, why was the Hashkof Rishonu, the Muskel Rishon, of the Umos Olam, why was it a Mabul? Frank the Moshe Weiss, why not think it's an earthquake? Why not think it's anything? Why Dafka Mabul? And maybe it is the Torah. And maybe it's God uniting with Christ. So why should a Mabul be all of Dantum? To which a mayor, to which Rav Moshe Weiss cites the Svarta of Meir Shapiro. And he says it's Gevaldik. I mean, it's what happened by the Mabul. Everybody got along. Why did everyone get along? There was an Ace Sura. Now all of a sudden, the Umos Olam, the word spreads. And everyone hears that echo, that Klaius Olatain is Gevaldik and Madrega. And the lofty spiritual attainment of Kishachad Belevachad. How can it be that Klaius is together? Is there another Mabul? Is there another flood? It must be. That's the only way Klaius can ever get together. There's got to be a flood. Because that's the only all the time historically that everyone in the world was able to get along one with the next. And Bilam tells them, no, it's Matan Torah. And the Torah can also unite the Yidden. And not just in a Sarah unites the Jews. But the Torah unites the Jews. It's not a Mabul. That's Maimon Har Sinai. And such a train of thought, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Emes Yaakov, as first tickle in Parshas Bamidbar, asks Rav Yaakov, why do we find that it was only after the Yidden erected the Mishkan and that we find the Shvatim then adopted their own flags, their own colors, and the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabba Parsha Beis in Ozayin says each Shevet had a color specific to it that it corresponded to, and every Shevet had an animal. Every Shevet had a sign, had a symbol. Why Dafka now? Why not B'shas Tzitzis Mitzrayim? Go ahead and take a flag that corresponds to your Shevet, to your respective Tchunas and Nefesh. Why Dafka only when they erected the Mishkan do we find the unique flags and the colors and the animals? Explains Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, when you come out of Mitzrayim, you can't have your own flag, your own animal, your own symbol. Only when you build the Mishkan, and the centerpiece of which, of course, is the Aron HaKodesh that contains therein the Luchas and the Luchas, Shviras HaLuchas, when you have the Torah, and the Yidden, all the ranks of the Jewish people encircle the Mishkan, encircling the centerpiece thereof, which was the Aron HaBris, the Luchas HaEdos, then you can go ahead and have your flag. First you need Achdus, and what unites the Jewish people, you don't need a Mabul, you know what unites us? When we tap once again into that Koach of the Torah, when we reenact and re-experience Maimon Har Sinai, the Benias, Asiyas, the Mishkan, Aliba, the Ramban, and other Rishonim, that's our way of reenacting and re-experiencing what that Maimon Har Sinai was in a Yom Yomi on a day-to-day basis. Ayinay the Torah, we encircle the Torah, then we can go in and get along. Then all of a sudden, we can go ahead and have our own flags, our own animals, our own colors, as long as we recognize all the while that we're merely encircling the centerpiece of the Mishkan built around Masises Aaron, the Luchas and Shivri Luchas Menachas Bar. That's all about Achdus. Can we get all of Klaius all together? This Tkufa of Mein HaMetzarim, maybe not, but at least there's one place to start. I mentioned in the past a small Hara, a famous Gemara Brochus, Daf Chafala from Adveis. How do we know that 10 people is what defines a quorum, what defines a minyan? The Gemara says, Os Yer Toch Toch, we have a Gezerah Shavak Simhachov, and it asks him, Yisoch Bnei Yisol, Simhachov, Yibadlum Yitoch Ha'idah Hazos. And when it comes to Shlach, the Parsha of Abbas HaMeraglim, as Dr. Halig Gemara Vaitam Alahol and Asara, Afkan Asara. So how do we know? Because we have Toch Toch, it says, Menekashi Besoch Bnei Yisol, Yibadlum Yitoch Ha'idah Hazos. How many people there? 10? That means the source of having a Dover Shevakdusha, in Dover Shevakdusha, Polkos Meyeser. Where does it come from? It comes from the Adas HaMeraglim. It comes from the Chet HaMeraglim. And let me ask you a question. And this is the source of a minion, of a Dover Shevakdusha. You want to know why you needed 10 people for a Dabar Shevekdusha? Because the Maraglim were 10 people. That's where I'm learning from. It's a Pella. That's the Makor, the source of all Inyoni Kedusha. That are men that need to have 10 people, it's all Nevea from what? From the fact that by Abbas and Raghim taking Yoshua and Kolev out of the picture, removed the Tzadikim, we're left with 10 Rishoyim, Chazal say, and they are a minion. Oh, to give all like that's the source of a minion. Pile ploy. Nafinius Daiti, the answer is Pashut. Hakufa, because we want to bring out the greatest Chirish of them all, the Rabusa Nakav, Nafinius Daiti. Now look at what happened by Chet HaMeraglim. It's Mamasha Pliya Atzuma, it's a Dover Nifla Admai. And you had a Kodesh Baruch Bechlon of Atzuma promise the Yidin, I'm going to take you into Eretz Yisrael. Unless there's room to doubt the Avistar in any way, shape, or form, I'm going to give you a Mon, I'm going to give you a Bear, I'm going to give you a Nanekov. Tainus Tessaman Al, Kedegan Moshe, and Arminia, I'm going to give you the greatest miracles. And I'm going to give you a Kriyas Yamsu, Shoma Alam Yagazim. I'm going to split the waters for you. And I'm going to have you destroy the belligerent foe, Amalek. You're going to vanquish the Amalekite opponent. How many more? And you think that's not enough? You know what? I'll do a Maimon HaSinai. I'll give you the greatest revelation in history of mankind. I'll give you a Maimon HaSinai. And now I'm telling you, I'm going to take you into Eretz Yisrael. Tepela. So Hashem gave us all the proofs that you could ever possibly ask for. Amos Rabbeinu, the Godol HaNeviim, the Gal Machai Aminu Liolam says, Chayas, so you're going into Eretz Yisrael. Kolev comes back. Avayas Kolev Asav, Yeshua, the trusted disciple, the Talmud Muvak Moshe. And they say, don't listen to these 10. You got a Kodesh Baruch on one side of the scale, and you got Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gadol HaNeviim, the greatest Navi, the Alva Neviim, and you got him on the side of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you have Yeshua and Kolev Tzadikim around these other 10 who say, don't listen to these guys. And yet what? 10 people who were unbelievably capable of bonding together and fighting and arguing against HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol v'atzmo, HaMoshe Rabbeinu after the promise of Magam B'chol Yaminu Liyolam, and against Yeshua and Kolev, who say, we were with these guys, don't trust them, don't listen to their words. And Alpha Pikein, Klai Yisrael went after these 10. You want to talk about the power of Achdus? Look at the power, the unparalleled power of Achdus. 10 people, 10 Rishoyim, can gather together, and they can go out and overwhelm Klai Yisrael, even against the Abishur himself, even against Moshe, with the Amishu, even against Yeshua and Kolev, and all the other tzaddikim, 10 people decide collectively Habachdus Gemura to challenge anything they want. Look at what they were capable of accomplishing. Now you want a minion, you want to know what a minion can accomplish, and this is what 10 Rishom can accomplish. Malkus Hayim and Beis, Amida Tov and Merubah, Amida's Pranis, imagine what 10 people for Dabar Shevekdusha can accomplish. Imagine what can take place when 10 Yidit tzaddikim get together. As the Ramath, Ramosha Kor Devor writes in Tamar Devor and Aleph Dalar, when he describes what it means in Shavuos Lamatesim and Aleph Kol Yisrael Raving Zebazeh, 10 people, no Kaskar, can they get Kulam? They all unite one with the next. It's as if they're mamish like 100 people. 10 people are like 100, and it's really infinitely way beyond that. 10 people can change worlds. 10 Meraglim change the entire course of Jewish history forever. That's the power of a unit of 10 people. The Mela. Writes of Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emesli Yaakov. I notice how Ish is a lotion of Gevura. The Maral explains a few places in Guarie. Yes, Rashi says repeatedly, and the end of Shalach, Tzadikim, Yerechei, yes, and Matas, Echatzim, Yerchem, Anoshim, Tzobah, Devorim, Aleph, Anoshim, Echad, Devorim, Anoshim, Tzadikim, Shlach, Anoshim, Tzadikim. Anoshim, Ish is a lotion of what? Of someone who is a Baal Dover, a Baal Yeshus, someone who is a Baal Koach. How do you pluralize the word Ish? It cannot, never in Tanakh. Yes, it does appear in a few rare instances. We have Ishim. The plural expectantly should have been Ishim. Ish, Ishim. But in Ruba, the Ruba of Makomas, Rov Duchti in Tanakh, the word, of course, is Anashim. Ask Shav Yaakov, why is it not Ishim? Why is it Anashim? Because when you get a group of people together, it's not just simply the Sacha Koltali of how many individuals are here. It becomes a Matzias Sacheris Nagamri. It's not Stam Ishim. Not Stam Sacha Koltali, the quantitative outcome, it's 1 plus 1 plus 1. It becomes a suk acha legamri, matzias kadosh legamri, it's anoshim. And imagine when you have the anoshim of the Meraglim, they changed the entire course history. Imagine what 10 people could do. Noach Weinberg often quoted Rav Shach Zatzal, that when he came to start Eish HaTorah, and he said, can I get a bracha, Rav Shach, to start Eish HaTorah? How am I going to change the world? How am I going to recover all these Yidin? And Rav Shach told him, one Rosh Gomer, Hitler, Yimach Shemo V'Zircho, and Yimach Zechula Maskiro, was able to kill 6 million Yidin, and another few million people. He was able to kill millions and millions of people, one Rosh Gomer. Allah has come to come, imagine what one Sada can change. If one Rosh could kill 6 million, then Allah has come to come, one tzaddik, one erlich yid can save 6 million plus. That's the power of a yid. Imagine if those few yidin combined together, 10 Jews change the course of history. 10 Jews uniting together can change the tov l'tzlisoicha this period. If we can't change the entire world, at least we can get together as a tzibur, as a community, to show an unbridled achdus gemura like never before, so we can once again rebuild. And the base of Mikdash to buy a shlishi. I'll see you in Yerushalayim HaKadosh. This moed amiti of a tishvav. Shvi zoichem et Hashem to be mekayim. And the full-fledged pshat and what a korolai moed. Eicha aleph tesvav is all about. Wishing you a wonderful summer. We're heading out of Mitzvah tomorrow morning. I'm just wishing a tzlocha and a lot of shagging with our wonderful assistant robber, Rabbi Mordechai Neuberger Shlita. I'm sure you're going to enjoy him tremendously. They've been from Arif over Shabbos Kodesh. Stop him for every single opportunity. Don't let him leave the shul. Don't let him leave until 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. He's here to answer your questions in Beit Hashem. Have a relaxing, meaningful, productive, a geschmack, a steiging, filled summer. It's been a pleasure. We'll see you in Beit Hashem in a couple of weeks. Good to know.